Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how you can import objects into an Access database from another Access database, which is actually quite a useful thing to be able to do if you want to recycle, for example, forms and queries and reports and whatever. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB42 and open that one up in 2013. Okay, so that was already open, so I better reopen that. So what were we doing in the last lesson? Well, in the last lesson we made the form and data sheet and whatnot for bookings, and what I want to do next is I want to make a data sheet and a form for guests only. The issue I've got is that I've covered pretty much all the same techniques when I made the form and data sheet for rooms. So rather than do the same things again, I'd rather just import form guests and form guest data sheet from an existing Access database, the prototype I made, and I figured I might as well show you how to do that while I'm doing it. So let's close that and let's just minimize this. So what we're gonna need to do is go to Google or Internet Explorer, whatever you use, and go to accessallinone.com. And go to the download section and click on Access 2013 No VBA Downloads, and then download Access 2013 DB1 and then open it. Okay, don't worry about all that. Go to File and Save As, and Save As Access Database. We want it on the desktop, and Access 2013 DB1, so save that. Okay, alright, so I think that's it. Let's close the Google Chrome. Access 2013 DB1 is there. Alright, so now we're back in the Access 2013 42, and we need to import from DB1. To do that, you go to External Data, click on Access, and then Browse, and then go to Desktop and Access 2013 DB01. Click on OK. Okay, so what we've done now is we've told Access which database we want to get the objects from, and Access has essentially gone to the database and checked through the database, and all the objects that are there are now available to us. So what we want is forms, and we want form guests and form guests DS. So press OK and that'll import them quite simply. Easy as that. And let's open up the sidebar here and go to form guests. We need query guests extended as well, so we'll have to go back to Access, back to Browse, back to DB1, query guests extended. Okay, try that again. So form guests, so we get that. Alright, and last thing we'll need to do is to put that into the main form. So go form main. I don't know why I did that. Right click into layout view, grab form guests, if we can find it again, there it is. And let's drop that just under rooms. Highlight that, let's call it guests. So now if we go form view, we've got rooms and we've got guests. Obviously they've got different, well, it's only actually this that's a different color scheme, so we can just drop that into layout view, format, quick style. Didn't do anything. Okay, there you go. Alright. So there you go. So that was pretty simple. I'm going to make them a bit bigger. That was pretty simple. Okay, so yeah, that's how you import from one Access database to another. So thank you for watching that, and I'll see you next video.